Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Prayer. Today we will be reading from 1 John chapter 1, 5 to 10. 1 John chapter 1, 5 to 10. Let me read it for us. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and did not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. In verse 5, it says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. What does it mean that God is light? If you have been Christian for a while already, it's probably very intuitive to think that light means holiness, goodness, and so on. And darkness means any kind of sin, like stealing, judging, lust. I think all these interpretations are right. But as I was reading it, I found it hard to understand the concept of God is 100% light, and that there is no darkness in him. The closest example I can think of to help me to understand is probably the sun. The sun itself is very shiny, and so darkness couldn't exist in the sun. Also, the sun itself is super hot, and so we will never feel cold around the sun. Now, the characteristics of the sun might change in the future, but our God will never change. He is 100% truth. We will never find sin or evil in God. Also, nowadays, people tend to believe the truth is relative, which means that something can be true for one person and not another. But that's not the case for our God. It doesn't matter if someone is a believer or a non-believer. God is still the absolute truth and will never change. I think it brings so much light and hope knowing God is joy and love and will never change. In verse 6, it says, if we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Let's take the analogy of the sun back. We know the sun is super bright and shiny to the point it might cause damage to our eyes if we stare at it for too long. But let's pretend we as human beings wouldn't melt as we get close to the sun, and then picture God as the sun, and the sun is in us. This way, every cell in our body will be shined through by the sun. Not even one cell can hide from the sun. How do we get close to God in order to let God shine in our life? I think it is to have fellowship with God. Having fellowship with God means to know who he is and partner with him, or share things in common with him. As we get to know God through reading the Bible and listening to the Spirit, we will come to know God's will. If we take a step further saying, yes, I will, to God, to partner with him, we are agreeing with the very nature of God. God will slowly reveal to us the part in our hearts that doesn't align with his will. It's kind of like darkness and light do not belong together. I think that's why verse 6 says we cannot have fellowship with God, but also walk in the darkness at the same time. To put it more simply, we can only choose to either follow God's will or worldly desire. In verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What happens after God reveals the sins in us? Part of the fellowship with God is to confess our sins. Something beautiful happens after we confess our sins is that God forgives our sins and washes us clean from our transgressions. In today's society, if we violate the law or do something wrong and confess it afterwards, usually the punishment and judgment will come along. But God sent Jesus to die and take all the punishment for us. He forgives our sins and washes us clean as snow by the blood of Jesus. I've been Christian for 4 years, and I remember I don't even know what is confession of sin and what is considered as sin the first year. But the second year, I learned that judging others is sinful. God slowly revealed to me that I was actually judging one of the sisters in church back home. The judgment I had on the sister made it really hard for me to love her, even to the point where I started to avoid any kind of contact with her, because every time I talked to her, I would get very annoyed. I knew this was not loving and not building up the church body at all, so I confessed my sin to God and ask God to change the way I see her. And little by little, God helped me to get rid of the judgment on her and to see her as a precious daughter of God. So right now, let's invite God's presence to fill us and shine through the area in our life that's not aligned with God's will. If you find it hard to confess to God, maybe you can journal it down first and talk to God later. Let me pray for us. God, please fill us with your spirit. Teach us about your truth and reveal the area in our life we need to repent. And thank you that you have sent Jesus to take the punishment for us and wash us clean from our transgression. In Jesus' name, amen.